Delighted to be able to introduce our preacher for this morning. He's a young man with an old soul. Amen. Amen. When he sings like he was born in 1950 something. Amen. Amen. And so we're just so excited this morning to hear what thus saith the Lord. You know, the book of Hebrews says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. That means it's going to cut you, right? But then in the Old Testament, it says the word of God is like a balm in Gilead. Amen. So that means it's going to heal you. So expect to be cut a little. Expect to be healed a little. Amen. All in the name of Jesus. But if you would stand to your feet, we want to welcome the preacher for this morning, the powerful preaching of Reverend Jordan Haddock. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Amen.
Amen. Y'all sit on down. Amen. 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 That is probably, if not the top. Yes, that was. That was probably the best introduction. But it's kind of hard to top Reverend Lee part in anything. It's, you know, she is one of a kind. I love her so much, and I thank her so, so much. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise on today. Let's give him some praise on today. Anybody just glad to be here on today? Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here on today. I thank the Lord for allowing me to stand behind this sanctified, holified, dignified pulpit where a lot of great people have stood behind here. I give honor to our late but still great pastor, Pastor Pickens. Amen. Let's give Pastor Pickens a hand clap. Amen. Gone but never forgotten. Amen. 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 Y'all have a good time last night? Yeah. All right. All right. That's good. I'm glad y'all did. Glad everyone did. I don't take this lightly. I take it very seriously. I just am just so grateful. My heart is just really, really grateful to the point where sometimes I'm just lost for words. And if you know me, that's not... And I'm just grateful for what everything God has done. I'm not going to be up here alone. I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. Jesus keeps me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to stream, and it flows from Calvary's mountain near the cross. So shall find no rest beyond the river. Can I just say that one more time? That's how my grandma used to say it. Jesus keeps me Yeah, they don't sing like that no more, mother. The cross, oh, there's a precious fountain. To all that he lives to ring, and it flows raise mountain. Anybody just want to be there near the cross, cross, Lord, be my glory ever till my rapture soul shall find no rest beyond the river. I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. Gracious God, our Father, we come to you now telling you thank you. Hide me behind the cross so they might see and hear from you. Preach to me, through me, and for me. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I ask all these things in the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All right. Can y'all stand to hear a word today? All right. All right. All right. All right. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Look at somebody else and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. And I am a lover of the word of God. Those of you that have your Bibles, and I trust that every soldier in here has a sword, go ahead and hold that power up in the air for me. Hold it up. Hold it up high. Let the devil know you didn't come to this place empty handed. Amen. Because at this hour, everything is going down, but the word of our God. Amen. Just got a little bit of reading. You're hearing today. Not a lot. We're going to be jumping over just a little bit. Do me one favor real quick. Can you just give Deacon Lee Part a hand clap back there in the sound room and audio and visual and everything? I went back there to him just a few minutes ago because I'm so out of order and late with things sometimes, and gave him some scriptures to throw on the screen for me. And I'm just so grateful for him. We're going to start off in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Y'all ain't going to be mad at me today, are you? All right. We're going to see. I'll say that now. Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter number 19. And we're going to read verse 89. The book of Psalms. I'm sorry, I said chapter number 19. I meant Psalms 119. Please forgive me. Psalms 119. 119, and we're going to read verse 89. All right. And we got two more scriptures. Just bear with me, okay? All right. Psalms 119, verse 89. And when you have it, say amen. Man, the Bible gives us this intelligence. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's it right there. Let's journey over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Thank you. He gave it to me. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, and we're going to read verse 8. Isaiah chapter 40, and we're going to read verse 8. All right, when you have it, say amen. Amen. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. One last scripture. Y'all bear with me. We're going to travel over to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. Beginning at verse number 35. Matthew 24. Beginning at verse number 35. And when you have it, say amen. And the Bible, one more time, gives us this intelligence. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Look at somebody. Help me announce my text. Tell them, neighbor, the word stands. Y'all going to sit on down. Sit on down. Sit on down. The word stands. I gave Deacon Leapart a different title. It was entitled The Word, and then it was second title, It's in the Book. And I put it in that form because we need to understand that these pages that we have in front of us is one of the most iconic and most powerful things in this world today. I am reminded of one of my favorite movies. I think I was speaking with one of the preachers not too long ago about this movie. One of my favorite movies is by the iconic, he played this role. It was entitled The Book of Eli. It was The Book of Eli, and if you've never seen this movie, just a brief history about it. This Book of Eli, we can assume that at this time, this movie took place after the rapture, after the Lord came and called up his people and everything, okay? The world was just in disarray and dismay, okay? So right now, Denzel, who is playing Eli, is now going on a journey to take this book to a whole other part of the country. I think he was going west, okay? This book that he had was powerful. It had the power to change the world. And God entrusted Eli to secure this book and get it to where it needed to go. Now, in the process of Eli going west to take this book, there was another man, if I'm not mistaken, by the name of Carnegie. Carnegie knew the power this book held. Carnegie was a person that was trying to restart the world or trying to, you know, reset towns and everything. And according to what was going on, he was doing an okay job, but he wanted to expand. And he knew he could not expand unless he had this book. During that time, they had burned or thought they had burned every last Bible in the world. But Eli had the one and the only Bible left. And so Carnegie did everything in his power to go searching for this book. He then realized and found out that Eli had this book. He then sought out to go travel and get Eli. Eli found out that he had the book, and because Eli was protecting the book, he knew if Carnegie got a hold to it, the evil that he would do. I want you to understand that this book is a great book in order to live the according life that God has given you. This book is the only way to salvation. Y'all hear me? Because the word of God is what's going to stand. As we just read, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word would never pass away. It's going to stand forever. And the problem that we're having is now is that we want to take this same book like Carnegie was trying to do and use it for the wrong reasons. We have gotten to a point now in this world is that people are taking the word of God and they're trying to water it down to suit their everyday needs. Here's what's going on nowadays that we're seeing. I don't know if you have paid attention. I don't know if you had noticed it, but Jesus is soon to come. And how we know this, people are talking about Jesus is soon to come, but nobody's actually reading what the word of God said. One thing the word of God told us is that in those last days, people will be lover of themselves. What that means is that you care about yourself more than you care about anybody else, but you still call yourself a Christian. That cannot be, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Christian or a disciple of Christ, you can love yourself and still love your neighbor. But the problem is that we can, our nose is so stuck up against our neighbor, we can't see ourselves loving somebody that actually hurt us. Uh-huh. We just talking about the book right quick. Y'all still with me? Y'all don't want me to sit down yet, do you? Okay, we just going to talk about the word of God on today. That's all we're talking about. It's so much that's going on in the world today that if the world had the word of God, how much better would this world be? But we're too busy watering down the word of God. We have people behind the pulpit watering down the word of God to fit the needs of the people, because a lot of people don't want to hear what you can and cannot do. All right, here we go. That's why I let you have a good time last night, because I knew what I was going to be preaching on this morning. You know what goes on now is that we want to hear that God can help us. We want to hear that God can protect us. We want to hear all these good and encouraging things about our Lord and Savior. But some of us really forget that there was another side of God that didn't tolerate a lot of stuff. Some of us really couldn't make it during the old time. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, Lord, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Because if it had not been for Jesus, some of us wouldn't be making it. Amen. God was a vengeance God. And I'm going to say this to you. When God got mad, somebody died. Okay. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. That's all I'm in. I'm in the book. Y'all still with me? I got to ask this every now and again. Y'all bear with me. Because I know I'm going to feel it in just a little bit. It's tight, but it's right. It's tight, but it's right. Watch this. The word of God delivers so many different things. The word of God teaches you how to love. The word of God teaches you how to forgive. The word of God teaches you how to let go. The word of God teaches you how to treat your husband. The word of God teaches you how to treat your wife. The word of God teaches you how to treat your children. The word of God teaches you how to treat people that you really don't care too much about. The word is what it's inside of us. We have to have the word inside of us. The Bible teaches us that the word I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We're just talking about the word of God. I also want to hit on real quick about your own words. I want to tell you about how powerful the word of God is. Everything that we have now, God spoke. The Bible teaches us in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the heavens without form and void, and there was darkness upon the face of the earth. And then it said, and God said, let there be light. Then we go journey over into John, and the Bible teaches us in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does that mean? That means God is the Word. The Word made flesh. Y'all still with me? Okay. All right. When we are saved, let me say this. If you're saved, you should have a Bible. Okay, got a little quiet. I just want y'all to know you really can't walk this walk without, you know, you can get it on your phone now. You got all these other apps, but you know what also gets me about some of these apps that we got? We got people, you know, people think just because we got the app on the Bible and it shows this little scripture throughout the day, you know, half of the people that got them apps don't even read that scripture. Scripture pops up and say, scripture today, we'll get back to it. Yeah. That ain't how it go. That is not how it go. The world was in such disarray as it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, the world was in such a disarray. There was nothing. You know, there was no one wanted to hear the word. No one wanted to live by the word. Everybody wanted to do their own thing. Everybody wanted to mosey on and do their own thing. Everybody didn't want, we know about that church stuff, but we want to do our own thing. We want to have one foot in and one foot out, you know, do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself about and everything. We all wanted to do our own thing. We all wanted to just live the way we wanted to live. But then when times got tough and times got rough, then we wanted to run to the Lord. The problem with that is that no man knows the day nor the hour. I'm in the book. It's in the book. No man knows the day nor the hour. I've seen people sit up and say, well, I'll get it right on my deathbed. And I say, well, what if you go fast? What if something happened and you leave this earth fast? Maybe, you know, what if you don't have time? Listen, I urge you all on today that we don't have the time that you think we actually do. For the Bible teaches us that 1,000 years is like a drop in the bucket. So let's jump on this right quick. Let's just dig right on in right quick. Hebrews tells us that as it is, appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. It'd be much easier if all we had to do was to die. But after this, the judgment. The Word of God teaches us how we are supposed to walk this walk. The Word of God teaches us how we're supposed to live a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. The Word of God also teaches us that none but the righteous and none but the pure in heart shall see the Lord. I'm so glad that God does not look at our outward side, because some of our outward sides is so jacked up and messed up. Amen. I'm so glad that he looks at our heart. And I want you to understand that if your heart is not fixed and your mind is not made up, there is no way you're going to get caught up and meet him in the middle of there. I need you to understand that if you really want to get to heaven and you want to go, you got to go God's way. You got to have a made up mind. Your heart has got to be fixed to where nothing can deteriorate you from the love of God. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. There's a part. I was talking to Reverend Lee Part a while ago. And this is, I don't know why this was, it's always so heavy on me and why he's urging me to hurry up and get to this. Some of us are going to be held back from paradise because we have yet to forgive. How do you think you will feel getting up to the gates, standing before God, and God is saying, okay, this wasn't too bad, okay, that's good, okay, you lived for me, you love me, you did the best you can, all right, everything looked like it's in order. Hold up, and he go back and hold up, you never let this go, this certain situation. You didn't forgive that person. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. You said you forgave them. Gotcha. Well, depart from me, because you never knew me. Lord, you just said everything. Yeah, I did say that. But if you really knew me, you would really understand and know what real, true forgiveness really is. Some of us is not going to make it in because we have not let go of people that has hurt us years ago. We have not gave up and let it go. Some of us in here today is still holding on because somebody hurt me years ago. Somebody in here today is still holding on because something was done to you years ago. Somebody in here today is still holding on because you didn't speak up about something that was done to you yesterday. And you're holding guilt and shame. And you can't move forward in a happy relationship. You can't move forward in a good job relationship. You can't move forward in your Christian relationship. You can't move forward in your godly relationship. You can't move forward in your church relationship because you ain't let go of what happened. Now the world is against you. The Bible teaches us, judge not, ye be not judged. Excuse me. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. The Word of God teaches us to forgive people. I forgive people all the time. I'm going to tell you why. Because I am a mess. When Deacon Stewart said that nobody's perfect, the preachers ain't perfect. You see, he kept his finger over there on me a long time. So why would I sit up and hold a grudge against somebody when I want God to forgive me, my messed up and jacked up self? And I want y'all to hear this today. The Bible teaches us that if you want God to forgive you, you have to forgive people that has transgressed against you. I don't care if even if you do it right now, I don't care if you write it down. I urge you to write down on a piece of paper, type it in your phone, somebody that's done hurt you or whatever. I urge you this week to call them up and say, I forgive you. You want to know why? Forgiveness ain't got nothing to do about the other person. It ain't got nothing to do about them. Forgiveness is for you. For your peace of mind. You can't sleep at night because you ain't forgave the person that hurt you. And we come to church, and when we come and we put up this charade, and deep down we're so jacked up and messed up, and all it takes is for you to say, you know what? I forgive you. My grandmother taught me that one of the hardest things in the world is what you're going to do is forgive someone that you will never get an apology from. You ain't going to ever get that apology from that person, but I forgive you. I forgive you. If you want God to forgive you, you got to forgive people. You got to move forward. You got to let these things go. You got to let these things go, y'all. That's the only way you're going to make it in. Don't get up there and think you're going to go ahead and walk on in. Hold up, bro. Hold up. Stop lying to yourself. And I'm going to tell you how you're lying to yourself before I move to my next point about this word. If you talking about you done forgave someone and you can't be in the same room with that person, you ain't forgave nobody. You done told, you tell yourself a lie long enough, you'll start believing it. You ain't forgave nobody. You ain't forgave nobody. Both of y'all need to be at the altar getting delivered. You ain't forgave nobody. Let's also talk about this other thing as it pertains to the word. The Bible teaches us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. I preached this morning, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Why? I ask this question. Why is your praise based off of the weather? It's all gloomy and rainy outside, and you come in dragging and everything and all this stuff here. You walk through the gates. You walk through the doors, the courts, as if God didn't do anything for you. I'm going to call it what it is. That's a sad Christian that can't find something to give God praise about. You're sad. I preached a few months back, can these dry bones live? And some of y'all still with them dry bones. You're just as dry as you want to be. But yet expect God to bless you. Expect God to do something for you and work a miracle, but you can't praise your way through certain situations. I'm not saying that every day is going to be, every day is going to be Sunday. You're going to have some hard days. You're going to have some hard times, but in spite of it, I will bless the Lord at all times. When things are going good, I'm going to bless the Lord. When things are going bad, I'm going to bless the Lord. When I don't understand, I'm going to bless the Lord. When I don't agree with them, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise going to be in my mouth. The Bible says that if I don't praise him, then a rock will cry out in my name. And it'll be a cold day in hell before I let a rock cry out in a praise that I'm able to give God. If it had not We just talking about the book right here. That's what we're talking about. The problem, the reason why you can't get blessed, the reason why you can't get your breakthrough, because you seem like you can't find nothing to praise God about. I told him in the first service. Your praise ought to be contagious. Your praise ought to be contagious. You know what it is? We give off this, we give out this lukewarm praise. We give out a praise that is satisfying to us. You know what? It's so sad. It's sad. Boy, you better preach, Haddock. It's sad that we sit up here and call ourselves saved, but you can't tell the Lord thank you. But yet you sit down, unbutton your pants a little bit, and eat all your food on that plate. You sit down, you get in your car and drive on out somewhere. You go to your job, you go to your house, you dig money in your pocket, you got all these blessings, and yet you can't say thank you. I don't think you saved. You be mad at me if you want. I don't think you're saved. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. You got to be careful nowadays because everybody calling themselves a Christian. I said that this morning. Now, I don't want to just be a Christian. I want to be a disciple of Christ. I want to put some work in. I want to do the will of God while it's still day. Because no man can... Somebody tell me at any given point in time I'm not in the book. We're just talking about the book. We're just talking about the book. Why is it so hard for you to find something to give God praise about? Oh, we was at the shindig last night. Oh, scooting and booting, tooting it up in every which way. Having a good time, laughing and joking, eating, drinking, tea. You didn't have to, didn't nobody have to tell you to enjoy yourselves. Didn't nobody have to tell you to make some noise. Didn't nobody have to tell you that. What I don't understand is we can go to a gala, we can go to a party, we can go to family and friends' houses, and we can make all the noise in the world. But when we come through those doors, we sit down quiet. When the Bible tells us to enter those gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt. Sitting down on a praise and God just did something for you. You know what the problem is? The problem is God can't bless you because you can't be happy for somebody else. You're just mean and nasty. That's what you are. And then... Yep, thank you, Lord. And then the other reason why he can't bless you, because you give up this fake praise, you really ain't happy for the person next to you. All right. Come on now. You help me, Lord Jesus. You really ain't happy. Watch it. Let me just. You really ain't happy that Brother Sutton's got him a nice new car. You ain't happy about that. Because you mad about your little struggle bucket out there. You really ain't, watch this. You really ain't happy that such and such got delivered from an illness because your people are still sick. You really ain't happy that brother such and such or sister such helped out deacon such and such because you ain't got no money. But yet turn back around in the same heart. Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need a breakthrough. Lord, I need you. You need deliverance. You need to be saved. You know what? You know what's also crazy nowadays? You know what's also crazy? Is that we want to know so much. We want to know everybody's business before we could. This ain't no milk today. I came with my war clothes on today. This ain't no milk today. You want to know everybody else's business before you can actually lift them up. And you know what goes on now? We spit out so many cliches. I said that this morning. We spit out so many cliches to where we don't even understand or we don't even go with it. I'm going to pray for you. Ain't said a prayer yet. That's why I'm going to call it what it is, because everybody ain't real in the church. But I thank God that he yoked me up with just a few real people that I can call on if I need help, that I can call on if I need counseling, that I can call on in the midnight hour. They ain't even got to know everything that's going on. They will sit there with me on the, oh God. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, you better say amen. They're going to think he's talking about you. All this power in the church, and some people can't even call just for a prayer. People can't call just to talk. The church was built up on this rock. I will build my church. He built it off of the words that was said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Y'all, playtime is over. You either in or you out. You either saved or you not. You either know him or you, hold on. I'm sorry, I'm almost, give me 5 minutes and I'm out of here. Because this just dropped in my spirit when I said it. It just cut me off. First off, it means nothing if you know him. You better make sure he know who you are. Because let me tell you something. Everybody know the Lord now. You got the homosexuals, they know the Lord now. Okay, I'm right where I need to be. Thank you, Lord, right there. Right where I need to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? It's not politically correct now to talk about that. I ain't scared of nobody. I'm a child of God. I'm not going to hell because y'all don't want me to talk about what's right and wrong and wrong and right. No, no. Listen, here's what's crazy. Let me tell you how people are not even afraid of God no more. Let me tell you where the fear has left, and that's what really gets God. And I'm a parent just like God is. And when I feel like the fear has left from my kids, I'm going to remind you who you really need to be scared of. You got men dressing up like women. I was at the mall the other day, Willowbrook. They finna hear it today. It was three people standing outside. Three people. I was getting ready to walk into the mall. They were out there doing what young people do. They were out there dancing and doing a little video, right? Y'all following me? Okay. Right. Now, I'm walking this way. They're over there. I'm walking. Man, I just happened to glance over there. One of the people had a halter top right here. Okay. That's why I'm glad the children are back there. Had the halter top right here. Had tights on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And had a full beard like mine. Had a lace front full of braids going all the way down. After dancing, frolicking around as if it's not an abomination. But you want to know why they do it? Because the church done got so watered down and so scared to say, you need to be a man. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He made Eve and Adam and not Eve and Yvette. God made woman for man and man for woman. And if you want to be, oh God, come on. If you are a woman that want to be a man, what I don't understand is, how is it a man don't want to be with a woman, but yet want to dress like one? Look at the church getting quiet. That's okay. I mean, I'm just, if. When God gets fed up, can you just close your eyes and envision Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father? I'm in the book, praying to him daily. Just hold off, God. Hold off. Give him some time. Give him some time. The murder rate is going up. The homosexual rate is going up. You can't tell a woman from a man now. I don't care what anybody say. I'm going to preach this thing right here. You can't tell a woman from a man now. And they say nowadays, they say, well, why do y'all preach on homosexuality so hard? There's other sins. You don't see the liar trying to fight for pride. You don't see the liar trying to fight for a week to march down the street. You don't see the fornicator saying, this is the day. You don't see the adulterer saying, I'm fighting for equal rights. That's why we preach against it so hard. Sin is equally simple. But there was a scripture that I heard God say, but this particular one, he hated it so bad, he said, it's a stench in my nostrils. Then they take the word of God and manipulate it. Well, God loves everyone. God is love. What's the problem with two people getting married of the same sex? God created love. Yeah. You take that right on down there with you too when you go down there. That God created love. Here's the thing. He created a marital love that was only ordained and organized for one man and one woman. He who finds him a wife,
right?
Not who finds him a gentleman. No, they got that now in Atlanta, a first gentleman. Y'all better pay attention to the times, y'all. It's in the book, y'all. On a serious note, God said that in the end times, all this will happen. Can anybody read the handwriting on the wall? The Bible teaches us that one day there was a big party going on. A big party, and it was King Daniel, I think it was Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar, thank you. Correction. King Nebuchadnezzar, they were partying, and they went and got artifacts from the church. And they brought it in there in the midst of the party and everything. And all of a sudden, a hand. They still dancing there for a little while. What you gonna do if you see a hand come out of nowhere writing on the wall? Bye, I'm gone. I'm not even waiting to see what the hand was writing. But can anybody see the handwriting on the wall? The word of God teaches us how to forgive. It's time now for you to forgive and let go. You can't move forward because you haven't forgave.
It's time for us to get this thing right and in order. For when Jesus cracks the clouds, we're not left behind. And it's time for us to enter into this place giving him praise. And don't wait till you get to church. You should praise him every chance you get. I urge you to get what I call a dizzy praise. I want you to get a dizzy praise. Because every time you turn around, the Lord keeps blessing you. You keep turning around enough and watch God continue to bless you. Live a life that is pleasing to God, and he will bless you tremendously above and beyond. It's the word of God. It's in the book. God bless you. Come on, let's stand for the invitation. Amen. There may be one on today that don't know the Lord Jesus in the pardon of your sins. I want you to know today is a great day to get to know him. You don't need to leave here wondering if you saved. You don't need to leave here with the same mess you came in here with. Maybe you're saved and maybe you just need some prayer. We're right here. We don't need to know everything. Only thing we need to know is you need prayer. I've seen God do it. I've seen God work miracles. There's a lot of miracle walking people up in here. A lot of testimonies up in here. God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all what you can ask or think. Would you come on today?
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."